Page 22. The ups and downs of airplane improvements. Airlines recraft the cabin by adding and adjusting amenities inside jets. After decades of relatively little change, aircraft cabins in the United States are undergoing a renaissance that promises to make the flying experience more comfortable and enjoyable for passengers. We've seen in the last year or so some tremendous improvements in the passenger experience, said Mary Kirby, editor-in-chief of Airline Passenger Experience magazine. Airlines were rather stagnant for many years in terms of what they offered. But airline executives facing stiff competition and high fuel costs are not making pricey changes out of benevolence. The best goodies are reserved for passengers toward the front of the plane, sanctuary for travelers willing to pay more or those with elite frequent flyer status. Upgrades in some cases mean economy class, believe it or not, will become more cramped. Fortunately, some in-cabin perks will trickle back to coach to distract attention from snug confines. Legroom logistics. Personal space is the most coveted of passenger amenities and the most expensive. What people care first and foremost about is getting the best possible price, and then they want to make sure that when they stand up from their airplane ride, they can still feel their knees, said Henry Hartvelt, a travel industry analyst. An aircraft fuselage has only so many square feet, so seat configuration is a zero-sum puzzle if an airline gives seats. Many airlines now allow you to pay for more legroom. Some airlines throw in a few extras, too. For example, American allows priority boarding with upgrades to main cabin extra. In reality, this new class of seat is what business class used to be. Legroom is clearly what people value, said Joe Brancatelli, a business travel writer. They want it for free, of course, but they will pay for it. The ultimate in legroom is lying down. For international and some coast-to-coast domestic flights, airlines are adding seats that recline into beds. Now the cost of doing business for long-haul business class is fully flat seats, and we're seeing that across the board, Kirby said. After eliminating many economy class services, such as free food and free checked bags, some U.S. airlines are squeezing even more from coach, further reducing legroom as they install more chairs or yield the space to higher-paying customers. Everybody's upgrading their business class cabins, but it's coming at the expense of coach, Brancatelli said. Tech for all. As people carry more mobile devices and expect to be constantly connected, airlines are adding wireless internet and standard power outlets in the seat to keep those devices functioning at 30,000 feet. For those off the clock, airlines are offering on-demand movies and television, usually for an extra charge. The good news is that many of the technology upgrades are available in coach, too. All this in-flight entertainment and connectivity give the airlines the ability to distract passengers' brains from the pain of being in these ultra-snug seat pitches in economy class, Kirby said. Wi-Fi, in particular, is becoming a standard offering on mainline aircraft. Sensory shift. In-cabin ambiance will be improving on many flights. For example, new workhorse Boeing 737 planes are likely to have the Boeing Sky interior, which evokes a greater sense of space. The interior has been ordered as an option on more than 90% of new planes. The Boeing Sky interior includes sophisticated LED color-changing lighting, along with new side panels and overhead bins. The interior is meant to make passengers feel calmer, connected, and more welcomed. a diffuser for the stress created by traffic en route to the airport, security line hassles, and boarding bungles. Vocabulary focus. Stagnant. Benevolence. First and foremost. Recline. Across the board. Workhorse. Diffuser. Bungle.